So it is the last day of November, and it is so sad, but I wanted to take you to this most beautiful cemetery. Isn't this amazing? So this is a cemetery that is privately owned here in North Houston, and most of these people are Hispanic. You can tell because they're more colorful in how they decorate their graves. And look at all these lights that they put. This is a cemetery. I've never seen a cemetery like this. It's like a little city. Now in the back, you can see right here in the trees, you can see these amazing, really, really old, 100-year-old graves that are just so magnificent. So I have the lights turned off so you can just kind of get a glimpse. It's a little bit past dusk here. Now I just kind of want to walk you through this because it's so awesome that on the last day, I get to have this experience. Now I'm going to turn the camera around, but I just kind of want to let you just sit with this and just see how awesome this is. So much more beautiful than the boring, everything looks exactly the same type of cemeteries. We want something colorful, something beautiful. So just a little glimpse. Okay. So my friends, we're still at the cemetery in North Houston, and you'll see it in the background, but now the light's kind of focused on me. And so I want to talk about some amazing blessings that I have received in this month. First of all, I am so sad that November is over because this month has had so much suffering, so many trials, but so many blessings from the souls in purgatory. They are so real, their intercessory power, and how much they need our help. And I want to thank you for responding to some of the videos, especially the one about releasing 10 million souls for Jesus. That video has almost 20,000 views. I could say that so many people have committed, and I know that we have released that many souls for Jesus because so many of you believe and are praying. I want to talk about just two simple ways that the souls in purgatory have blessed me. I went on a trip to Amarillo with my family, and I was bike riding with my stepson, Caleb. And on the first day that we were bike riding, we hadn't ridden in a while. And when you mountain bike, it could be a little bit dangerous, especially in Palo Duro Canyon in Amarillo, which is an amazing, amazing place. That first day, we were just kind of warming up, and I was riding, and we were about to hit a drop. Now, when you hit a drop, it's like, you know, this was like a very small one, about a foot or 2 feet high. And when you drop down, you have to know how to land your bike. Well, I often get scared. And so when I'm mountain biking, I ask the souls in purgatory to pray for me. And then, so I said a quick prayer for them as I usually do when I mountain bike, and I kept on riding, and I went off this drop and I flew over my handlebars. If you're a mountain biker, you know what that means. So I literally flew over and I landed helmet first, head first into this rock wall that was a rock wall to, you know, keep you on the path. I slammed into it and hit my elbow on it as well. As soon as I got up, I immediately knew that the souls in purgatory had protected me, that I could have, I always wear a helmet, so I would have not worn a helmet, but I know that I could have slammed my face into it and gotten a black eye or something worse, that they literally protected me because I walked away from that accident and my helmet 100% protected me, and that was it. I was just a little bit hurt. Now, the second blessing that we just got today, so, you know, we're struggling a little bit financially like a lot of people now. We're not super tight, but we're not unbelievably wealthy. We could stand to be blessed a little bit more, and that's okay. I'm super happy with that. But we realized that my wife needed new tires, and that was simply an expense that we didn't want to have. We ordered 4 tires on Walmart.com, and they delivered 8 tires. I called them and said, we don't need 8 tires. We were given 4, and they said, you can take them to the store. You can keep them. You can do whatever you want, because I wanted to be honest. So that means that those extra 4 tires, we're either going to keep them for the next tire change, or we're going to sell them and basically get 4 tires for free. I knew immediately when I saw those 8 tires that it was the souls in purgatory, that they were behind this. It's kind of one last gift that they wanted to give me in this month of November. So the souls in purgatory don't necessarily always bless us in financial ways. I'm not trying to be like Joel Osteen here. But what I am saying is they do bless you. When you pray for them, when you love these souls in purgatory, all these guys back here that I'll show you just in a second, they will bless you in some way, spiritually, financially, emotionally, maybe with crosses, maybe with trials. They've certainly blessed my YouTube channel, but it is an amazing thing. I love them, and they clearly love me, and they love you too. So just a small testimony on this last day of November so that you can continue praying for the souls in purgatory. A lot of people have been encouraging me to continue making these purgatory stories. I will do that because we always need to pray for them. We always need to be encouraged. So just one last shot of this beautiful cemetery so you can be inspired.